You're listening to a podcast from the Brookings Institution.
Nuclear power is inherently got some danger involved in it. So if we are uncomfortable with any danger, you have to actually raise the question of whether nuclear power might be something we just don't want to pursue.
This is At Brookings, a weekly in-depth look at issues behind the news. This week, the Fukushima disaster and the future of the global nuclear renaissance.
Japan's Fukushima power plant disaster continues to unfold, raising questions about the safety and future of nuclear power. For years, experts have predicted a global nuclear renaissance, with more and more countries investing in nuclear power to produce cleaner energy and to lessen dependence on fossil fuels. As the catastrophe in Japan highlights concerns about radiation leaks, meltdowns, spent fuel storage, and regulation, the idea of a renaissance could be in question. Non-resident fellow Nathan Holtman takes a closer look at a complex issue.
Well, Nathan, are we on the verge of a nuclear renaissance, or have recent events in Japan sort of changed that?
The events in Japan have called into question both the content of the nuclear renaissance and also the rate, the speed at which we might be building out nuclear reactors in different countries. It's very clear that Japan will force a reexamination of nuclear safety in every country that has been looking at nuclear power. That is to say, countries that already operate nuclear power, as well as countries that were thinking of expanding or even entering civilian nuclear power. So in all of these countries, there will be certainly some discussion, some regulatory discussion about how to manage safety at the nuclear power plants, as well as whether there might be some need to retrofit existing plants.
Though we're standing at the precipice of a nuclear renaissance, acceptance of this type of energy generation is not uniform around the world.
When we're thinking about the future of the nuclear renaissance, it's terribly important to look at the individual country context, because it varies widely depending on where you're looking. The European Union countries, for the most part, not all of them, but for the most part, are more skeptical, in part because they have a lot of stakeholder groups who are fairly vehemently opposed to additional nuclear power, which is why we've seen Germany start shutting down its nuclear reactors to do a safety review, and a few other countries as well examining that. In the U.S., we're going to have a more balanced sort of stakeholder discussion. In some ways, we're going to have some advocates on the pro side and certainly some raising additional questions now. In the emerging economies, those places have, in fact, staked a lot more of their energy policy on an expansion of nuclear. And, in fact, some of them have even staked part of their economic strategy, for example, South Korea, on building up a nuclear export industry. So exporting technology is part of their industrial strategy.
Let's take a look at the power plants themselves. Now, you say the next generation of power plants is probably 10 years or so away. So all of those in existence now, are they well made and safe?
They are based on a technology that was developed for the U.S. Navy in the 1950s. That doesn't mean that it's inherently bad, but it's an old design of technology, and it does depend on what we saw at Fukushima. It depends on power being supplied to these coolant pumps. And there are a couple of other dimensions of the current generation of reactors that just are a little bit more unstable in the event of a problem than we might want. And that's why the industry and researchers in particular have been focused on developing what are called inherently safe, or at least inherently safer reactor designs, ones that would not, in fact, require this constant supply of electricity for the cooling pumps. That's just one example.
Well, Nathan, is the U.S. doing enough to regulate its power plants?
In recent years, there has been some criticism leveled at the what is seen as maybe an increasingly cozy relationship between the regulated industry and the regulator, the NRC. That's always a concern, right? Anytime you're talking about regulation of an industry, something that's dangerous, there's a concern in the policy world about what's called regulatory capture, where you're concerned that maybe the industry and the regulator have gotten too close to each other. There have been a couple of events, in particular, one, for example, in Ohio, that there was a concern that maybe the regulator was not intruding as much as they might have if the burden of proof were, in fact, on the industry. In fact, they were assuming the industry was operating in a safe way until otherwise demonstrated. But maybe that's the wrong perspective to have. Maybe it should be a little bit more of an antagonistic relationship. like it started out as, you know, maybe 20 to 30 years ago after Three Mile Island.
Well, we know that nuclear energy is relatively clean energy, but is that enough to offset the cost risk associated with nuclear energy?
A lot of concerns have been raised about this next sort of 5 to 7 year build out of nuclear power, not only in the U.S., but other countries as well. And the concerns were based at that point not at all on safety, but the concerns at that point were based almost completely on the fact that the most recent nuclear reactors that had been ordered and construction started were coming in at costs that were much higher than what people had imagined they would be even 5 or 6 years ago. So what that means is that the cost risk of these power plants was very high. It's the kind of cost that could be borne by maybe a big government buyer such as China. But it would, that cost, again, we're only making electricity. It's kilowatt hours. We can do it in other ways.
Well, Nathan, how do we make nuclear energy safer and lessen the possibility for another Fukushima, Three Mile Island, Chernobyl?
It is not an exaggeration to say many people are wary of nuclear. It is a dangerous technology. There is sort of danger involved in the nuclear fuel and as well as the refueling cycle and other elements of it. That danger, that risk, can be managed. In order to manage it, you need to do certain things. You need to sort of site it properly, build it properly. You need to have a robust regulatory system that not only polices the industry, but also will take actions that would increase the safety over time. And there has to be some discussion in terms of that operation of the nuclear industry and the regulators that ties into the local perceptions and the country's perceptions of risk of nuclear power. Because in the end, there's always going to be some risk involved with nuclear power. And the question is, how much do we want to require that the industry spend, or how much do we want to spend as a society on guaranteeing or ensuring some kind of minimum level of risk?
Stay up to date with the latest research, learn about Brookings events, and search our directory of experts, all from your mobile device. To download Brookings for your BlackBerry, Android, iPhone, or iPad, go to brookings.edu/mobile.